You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I just call this bad news. Russia officially attacked Ukraine. It's been building up. People have been saying it's coming. President Biden has been saying that they will impose stricter sanctions. Well, now, here they come. President Biden has put out a statement vowing to, quote, hold Russia accountable. And he's imposing some more sanctions, which... let's just all talk. Let's all be realistic here. And sanctions aren't going to do anything.
No, they're not.
But it's also diplomatically, it's like what you have to do, I guess. It's like,
sure.
You have to show the world that you disagree with what's going on. And rather than dropping bombs, you impose sanctions. And that's our way of going harumph, harumph. And that's just the only way they can do it right now, I guess.
So our stock market is tanking today. Oil's going way up. And of course, I mean, with the social media now, the amount of images and videos coming out, just incredible. I mean, this is like a real-time war now that you can watch via your Instagram. It's super scary stuff.
Yeah, some of the things that Vladimir Putin was saying, it's kind of scary. He's talking, let's put it this way, he's really pounding his chest over this, mm-hmm. and it's a frightening thing. We salute everyone in our listening audience who's involved in the military somehow, and we hope that you or your loved ones are not called into the kind of duty that we all fear the most. So, let's just say that. That's going on. How do I follow up that
story? I know, it feels so weird going into a fun trending report, you know, on a day like today.
And next I'm going to talk about how the Avalanche won last night. Hooray!
National Chili Day. Oh!
All right, so we'll shift. The Avalanche did get the win last night. I guaranteed a win in Detroit. They came through. Now they're home for a game tomorrow night against the team that... it's one of my favorite teams, just to say. Winnipeg.
Winnipeg.
They'll be at Ball Arena tomorrow night. And after the long week off, the Nuggets are back in action tonight. They are out in Sacramento. What else is going on in trending? There's some movie news. Tom Brady's going to make a movie with, let's just call them mature stars, Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, Sally Field, and Rita Moreno. Why is he doing this?
I guess. Why?
This is his next move, Jeremy, is to get into Hollywood. And
okay. Why not?
Anyway, so that's going on. Jennifer Lawrence. Don't we all kind of love Jennifer Lawrence?
I do. She's great.
She's wonderful. She's got the snarky humor that we appreciate on this show. She's got an interesting backstory, too, about her childhood and everything. But anyway, she's in the news not because of a movie she's made, but because she did give birth to her first child. Her husband, who is an art gallery director, they had... a little baby. The thing is, we don't know if it's a boy or girl. We don't know the baby's name. We don't know the birthday. They are not releasing any of that information. And I say good for them for doing that until they, sell the information.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
To Us Magazine or something. I'm laughing with Jeremy about this. I'm like, you know, when celebrities like that, God love them. They can't help it. They now become experts on childbirth and child rearing and everything.
Yeah.
And they will now pontificate to everyone else because they are the first person to ever give birth.
Like, okay.
When the Hollywood stars have children, then we all have to sit at their feet and listen
bow
to the
down.
The sage wisdom of...
tell me what kind of ointment you're using on the butt.
I'm just hoping that Jennifer Lawrence, because she's cool, I'm hoping she doesn't do that. There's that. And the last thing I've got for you is they went out and surveyed people about what irritates them the most in the office. Number one, coworkers talking too loudly.
The sports guys next door, they're always screaming and hollering and pounding on things.
From what we understand this morning, because we kind of goof on the sports station all the time because there's goofy guys over there. But from what we understand, they have now been turning the tables and they have been kind of blasting our show a little bit.
I know. What's up with that? Payback, maybe?
They're not allowed to do that. Only we can make fun of them.
Let's go push a table up in front of their door so they can't
block them in. Jeremy and I once... was that Emily?
Yeah.
Emily was in one of our little production rooms and Jeremy and I picked up the foosball table here at the radio station and we... blocked the door so she was locked in. Yeah, she was like, all right. She was like,
it's not funny.
Yes, it is.
It was funny for us. What else is annoying people at the office? Slow computers, IT issues.
Yes.
People who leave dirty dishes in the work sink, blah, blah, blah. And then, number six on the list, smelly bathrooms.
We need a fan in ours.
Well, I tell you what, when the sports guys go in there, there ain't a fan big enough. You almost have to take the top off the building and just air it out for a while.
It's not good.
I don't know what those guys are eating, but...
On that note, it is National Chili Day. And National Toast Day. And I love toast.
And National Bartender Day.
So you know, many things.
The chili thing, I put it in the Mindbender Club mailer today. I put a link to the Michelle Obama recipe that I love so much.
Like
I love that. That's my favorite chili. When she and Barack were first, I think, being... I think when they first entered the White House in 2000, what was that, January 2009? I think that's when she put it out, I think. Or maybe
it's really
when,
not that. I mean, they just put sausage
it's not
in it.
It's not complicated.
It's sausage.
But I like because it's served over brown rice.
Yeah.
And there's something interesting about that.
That's a twist. That was in the story. Like, some people like to put their chili on rice is when, you know, they did a chili pool, of course.
I had not had that before, and it was really good.
We talked yesterday about, you know, a dish that you could cook that you would think it would be in, like, in a competition TV show. I think I got some pretty darn good competition chili. I might have to enter at some point.
There are chili cook-offs everywhere.
I got a few little secret things that I do.
Why don't you start small? See how you could compete in the little neighborhood chili cook-off stuff.
I'm going to hit, like, the Iowa Chili Fair or something. Go big. This story's talking about the top things that we like to put on our chili. Cheese, crackers, cornbread, sour cream, tortilla chips, and strawberry preserves. It's a weird sixth choice.
I would try that, though.
It's different.
I would try it.
Let's talk about the Tooth Fairy. An annual poll out this morning talking about the Tooth Fairy and how much she's shelling out for those goofy, gross little teeth. $5 per tooth now is the average. $5.36 if you average everything together. Out west here, we're about $4 a tooth. My kid, my little Lila, my daughter, lost a tooth the other day. She only got $2. What a cheap tooth fairy we have, huh?
Can she file some sort of complaint?
I would think so. File for damages of some sort?
I wonder if that's one of those things where kids go to school, they compare that.
You
and
know they
she's going to come home and say, well, Sarah got $8 for her tooth. I only got two.
Sarah. Then you got to keep, like, constantly upping the ante. Like, you got to leave or talk to the tooth fairy and have her leave, like, a puppy or something or a bike.
Let me ask you something. Where does the tooth fairy get all of her funds that she's doling out?
I think she's in crypto.
Okay.
I think. That's what I heard. Which is not doing good today at all, by the way.
See how my ether is doing.
Don't look at it. It's bad.
I'm going to look at it.
Don't do it.
I'm going to look at it. I've got some money in ether. Let me see how it's doing.
I think it was down like $1,000 or something.
Today it's down 6%.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's talk about dogs. Where are my dogs at? There's a new TikTok challenge called the Bark at Your Dog Challenge.
Why?
Where you literally bark at your dog and film it and then document how shocked they look in those funny videos. Now, here's the thing, of
course.
That's
just cruel.
No, it's kind of fun.
It's not.
It's your dog.
Dogs are confused by that. Why would you do that to an animal?
They might love it. But according to the American Kennel Club, they say don't bark at your dog. It does traumatize them.
Yeah.
They do find it threatening because you're up in their kitchen, making eye contact, and then right in their face. They say they're going to get scared. They're going to get nervous. And what happens then? They bite
in
your face.
I
will bite your face.
I would be on the dog's side with that.
I guess you got to know your dog.
Besides, here's another thought for you. How do we know or not know what those barks mean? When you do a human bark in their face, it could be as if you're speaking some foreign language to it, and you might be saying something that is deserving
horrible,
of a bite.
Horrible. Yeah. I have no idea. I personally don't speak bark. That's so stupid. So anyway, that's what's going on TikTok. If you're not on TikTok, that's what you're missing out on. Here's a couple Fat America stories. A little bit here until Easter, but Peeps has now unveiled their new customizable Peeps option. You can go online and pick your chick. This is a quote. Pick your chick, pick your dip, and pick your topping. So you get to customize them, and then they throw them in a box, and it's $30 for you to do that. So
what a racket.
It's kind of fun, I guess. It's fun.
Come on.
And then Pepsi's releasing something called Nitro Pepsi. It's got nitrogen-infused tablets or something, and they're in the cola.
Mm-hmm.
They say when you pop it open, it creates a frothy, foamy, smooth texture, much like my kisses. And it's silkier than typical carbonated beverages, though. So, but they have beers that do that. Bonington's has the little nitro thing in the bottom of those.
Bothers me. I don't like it. I'd rather just have it out of the tap.
What?
I don't like those can things with
what?
It. Yeah. Got like a ball bearing in it or whatever.
Yeah, it clinks around. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out the fun story today of Hank the Tank, the viral bear sensation. Hank the Tank is a 500-pound black bear. They're generally around 300 pounds, but this guy's wandering around some California neighborhoods, breaking into a bunch of houses and getting into refrigerators. He's a severely food-addicted bear, as they're calling him, and he's not afraid of people now, so he's just doing everything he can to eat. He will eat your chili today.
I can relate.
And he is a big old bear. It's Hank the Tank, a viral sensation on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
He's just looking for the ultimate picnic basket.